Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guru in training. Ever feel like your work life is bleeding into your personal time? Like you're always on call, always thinking about that next deadline, even when you're supposed to be relaxing with a good book or catching up with friends? Well, you're not alone. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easier than ever to blur those lines between work time and me time. But trust me, creating healthy distances between those two worlds is crucial for your well-being, your happiness, and even your productivity in the long run. So buckle up, because today we're diving into some stoic wisdom that can help you build those boundaries, reclaim your personal time, and finally enjoy a little work-life balance. It's all about finding clarity, confidence, and yes, even a bit of peace amidst the chaos. Here are five key takeaways to get us started. Firstly, remember this golden rule. You are not obligated to respond to every email, text, or call outside of your designated work hours. Seriously, it's okay to disconnect. Imagine you're training for a marathon you wouldn't run nonstop, right? You need rest days to recharge and come back stronger. Your mental health is like that marathon, it needs breaks too. Secondly, cultivate the art of saying no. I know it can feel tough, especially if you're a people pleaser or afraid of missing out. But remember, saying yes to everything ultimately says no to your own well-being. Choose your commitments wisely and prioritize what truly matters to you outside of work. Thirdly, create rituals that signal the end of your workday. Maybe it's a quick walk around the block, listening to your favorite playlist, or even just closing down your laptop and physically leaving your workspace. These small actions help your mind transition from work mode to personal time mode. Think of it as changing gears. You wouldn't drive a sports car on a bumpy dirt road without adjusting your settings. Fourthly, engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside of work. Rediscover hobbies, spend quality time with loved ones, or simply enjoy some quiet time for reflection and relaxation. Remember, life isn't just about climbing the corporate ladder, it's about nurturing all aspects of yourself. Finally, practice mindfulness throughout your day. Pay attention to how you feel when emails start piling up, when deadlines loom, and when your work thoughts intrude on your personal time. By becoming more aware of these triggers, you can better manage your reactions and create healthier boundaries. Think of it like being a gardener. You need to constantly tend to your mental garden to ensure it thrives. Now let me paint your picture. Imagine this. You're finishing up a long day at work, feeling drained but determined to unwind. You shut down your computer, take a deep breath, and step outside for a brisk walk around the block. The fresh air fills your lungs, and you notice the vibrant colors of the sunset painting the sky. As you walk, you listen to your favorite podcast, focusing on the content and letting go of any lingering work thoughts. By the time you reach home, you feel refreshed and ready to connect with loved ones, knowing that you've created a clear boundary between your professional and personal life. That's the power of creating healthy distances. It allows you to recharge, reconnect, and truly live a fulfilling life. Remember, folks, it's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. So go ahead. Reclaim your time, set those boundaries, and watch your happiness flourish. Remember these key takeaways. Disconnecting is crucial for recharging. Saying no empowers you to choose what matters most. Creating rituals marks the end of your workday. Engaging in fulfilling activities nourishes your soul, and mindfulness allows you to manage triggers effectively. Now, go out there and make a difference both in your work life and your personal life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, striving for clarity, confidence, and a little bit of stoic magic in our everyday lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.